Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the calves that will be born during the summertime. You know, a lot of times we concentrate on heat stress abatement during the summer months, particularly for our lactating cows, but there's one group of animals that often is forgotten, and that's your dry cows. Today, I want to just let you know that calf development is very, very important during the dry period. So when we think about calf development, the fetus is growing exponentially during this time. Organs are maturing, their cells are differentiating, and we have cell hierarchy that is being established in the calf. All of these are very sensitive to temperature. So when our dry cows are heat stressed, that means that we're having some negative impacts on the developing calf. So here are some things that we can observe from those animals that are born to dams that were cooled versus those that were not cooled and experienced heat stress. One of the big things that we see is that the calves tend to be born earlier from heat-stressed animals, usually about 5 to 6 days. These animals are also typically lighter, about 10 pounds, versus animals that are cooled during the dry period. Even at 6 to 7 weeks of age, the animals that came from heat-stressed dams still are smaller, oftentimes shorter in length, have less stature, and again, have less body weight. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging you to consider dry cow cooling as a priority this summer.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.